It's another edition of The Good Stuff, brought to you in part by Tri-State Livestock News, a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and a whole lot more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment.
And of course, you're invited to the guaranteed incredible hometown event, the 35th annual Slutton Angus Bull Sale. It's Monday, February 13th at noon. 80 registered yearling bulls and 30 commercial yearling heifers will sell at Faith Livestock. Slutton Angus, a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles.
Okay, Mike. I've got a couple of things. What do you have for today?
I was going to share a few more of those from the Centennial Book of the Sioux City Stockyards in 1887 to 1987, some commandments of business.
Oh, very. That just sounds riveting.
You want me to start with that?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This was number 5, because I gave you 1 through 4 on an earlier program. Number 5, mind your own business, and in time, you will have a business of your own to mind.
Very good.
Number 6, don't do anything here that will injure your self-respect. An employee who is willing to steal for us will steal from us.
Ooh.
Number 7, don't swear and kick if we kick. If you are worthwhile correcting, you are worth keeping. And number 8, it is none of our business what you do at night. But if revelry and dissipation affects what you do the next day, and you do half as much as we demand, you will last only half as long as you expected with the Midwest Livestock Commission Company.
Very important. Good sound advice, don't you think?
I think so. And that was going back 100 years ago. He posted this philosophy in the House of Bergeson office of his Midwest Livestock Commission Company in Sioux City.
Oh, very good. I like that. Hey, you know, it's just a couple more days until Valentine's Day.
Yes, I know.
I've got a story for you.
Okay.
All right. Irresistible Irony is actually the title of it. About a year had passed since my amicable divorce, and I decided it was time to start dating again. Unsure how to begin, I thought I'd scan the personal column of my local newspaper. I came across 3 men who seemed like they were promising candidates. A couple of days later, I was checking my answering machine and discovered a message from my ex-husband. I was over visiting the kids yesterday, he said. While I was there, I happened to notice you had circled some ads in the paper. Don't bother calling the guy in the second column. I can tell you right now it won't work out. The guy is me.
Oh, really?
Yep, really. That's a fact.
What else do you have for us today?
Actually, I've got a poem that I thought was very good. It's from Starla Hendrickson. I'm not exactly sure who wrote it. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not shouting I am saved. I'm whispering I was lost. That's why I chose this way. When I say I am a Christian, I don't speak of this with pride. I'm confessing that I stumble and need someone to be my guide. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not trying to be strong. I'm professing that I'm weak and pray for strength to carry on. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not bragging of success. I'm admitting I have failed and cannot ever pay the debt. When I say I am a Christian, I'm not claiming to be perfect. My flaws are too visible, but God believes I am worth it. When I say I am a Christian, I still feel the sting of pain. I have my share of heartaches, which is why I speak his name. When I say I am a Christian, I do not wish to judge. I have no authority. I only know I am loved. Starla Hendrickson sent that in.
I think maybe I'll end things up today on the program with some of those 13 tips for lasting love as we get close to Valentine's Day. I do have a few of those I haven't shared with you yet. Okay, this is spend time together. If we walk, we walk together, says Robert. Movies, we go to movies together. We do exercise classes together and go to the dining room together. Spend time by yourself, though, too. Alone time can be a good thing, especially for people who value solitude. And put family first. Family means different things to different people. Whether you choose to focus on your bond as spouses or raise children together, support your loved ones. For some, family means 24 great-grandchildren. And we're closing in on Valentine's Day. We want to wish everyone a very happy Valentine's Day from Valentine, Nebraska. We're Mike and Kim Burge on The Good Stuff.